Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you can be with us. And I didn't have enough time to talk about Vice President Mike Pence, President Trump, in great detail about their speeches at the RNC. And what I want to do is start the show off, which is more or less the tail end of the last show. And those of you that rely upon or go back in time to the podcast, I will add this segment, or at least a portion of this segment, to the posted podcast from the last show, the last episode. And I also want to mention, you're going to hear some new bumpers. And the reason I stuck with the prior bumpers was I had the voiceover extraordinaire gentleman from Salem, SRN, when I was doing a weekly Sunday night show. So I continued to use those bumpers with his great vocals, with the liners that I wrote. And I may be able to reincorporate those, but if not, you'll hear bumpers that I'll introduce myself, which I've done for many years. So I don't necessarily need the professional voiceover guy to introduce me. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. And I try to share various updates, changes, things that beyond just what's on my mind or my takeaways or my takedowns as it relates to going after the enemy of our great republic. But speaking of defenders of the republic, speaking of great defenders and loyalists of the president, you have to include Vice President Mike Pence. What a terrific job he's done as vice president. And he really soldiers along, and he's plays that supportive role very well. I mean, a decent man, a Christian man, and so I hold him in high regard. Pence's speech was also along the lines of law and order and wanting to end these violent rioters and looters. I thought he also did a terrific job, because part of the role he has played most recently is combating the China virus, the COVID pandemic, working with the states and working with private industry. And so he's been really extremely involved firsthand operating on behalf of the president. And he's done a terrific job in terms of mobilization, in terms of executing the president's plan. So he laid out, and of course, the leftist liberal press attacked him for what they claim to be inaccurate portrayal of the Trump response, the Trump Pence response to the pandemic. I actually think that in terms of mobilization, working with the private sector, and in terms of testing, sometimes the messaging gets a little skewed because of the president's tweets, and because of sometimes the president lacks, to some extent, consistency in this messaging. And I'll give you, for instance, one is, it took him a long time before he donned a mask, even though the press lied about the times he did prior to their acknowledgement of him wearing a mask. And then, as time went on, you see him maskless, rarely wearing a mask. He even talked about how some people believe this to be our patriotic duty to wear a mask. So there's times where he'll embrace certain things, and then he shuns them or goes back to what he's most comfortable with. Anyway, back to Mike Pence. I think that he's an optimist. I think he's a patriot. I think he's a dutiful soldier for Trump. And I think that he certainly is a good Christian man. And so being a good Christian man and patriot, genuine conservative, long time, in good standing conservative. So he was a great pick for vice president. I mean, there have been some that said Nikki Haley, and there's various others that could be younger and more flamboyant. Well, Trump's flamboyant. Trump is charismatic. So I think that they really make for a good pairing. And I don't think you necessarily need to cater to minority pick or a gender pick. I think that Mike Pence has earned, well-deserved, second term, and so it was official that he accepted the nomination for vice president, and so he was rewarded, and hopefully he'll be rewarded in November. But there are many that were saying that, and they were speculating that Trump was going to drop Pence, that he needed something sexier, something more contemporary, something that would cater more to the women, that cater more to minorities. And Trump, because Mike Pence was loyal to him, he remained loyal to Mike Pence. And so I applaud you, Mr. President. But I think that the speech that Mike Pence gave, and Trump did make a showing, and I thought it was great. And I like the fact that, again, this wasn't in some Zoom box, this wasn't in some empty chamber, but he spoke at Fort McHenry in Baltimore, Maryland. And so picking a historic site, picking a patriotic site, picking a place that, of course, the looters, the rioters would love to burn down and destroy in terms of monuments. I just think that the RNC, and with Trump's hand on how this packaging and presentation would go, I thought it was terrific having Mike Pence in that location and having a gathering and a live event. The RNC, for the most part, there were some taped speeches based on scheduling and whatnot, but the majority of these speeches were live, and some of them were in interesting locations, and even the taped ones were up-to-date, contemporary, unlike Michelle Obama, not even mentioning, you know, the VP pick. What a missed opportunity that was. So, yeah, I thought in terms of law and order, in terms of the COVID response, in terms of highlighting the accomplishments of the Trump-Pence team in the White House, I thought he did a very good job. I thought it was a good speech. Now, the president, I thought content-wise was a good speech, but I have real problems when people lose energy. And as time went on, it was late. It was a 70-minute speech. Didn't need to be 70 minutes. And I know that so many of you that listen to this show are probably pretty close to 100% Trump lovers. And it's almost like if you're in a relationship, even with family, even with business partners, sometimes constructive criticism is warranted. And sometimes not only deserved, but appreciated. I'm never going to be a lapdog or a lackey, and I'm 100% behind the president in his renomination and reelection. So don't even go there. But I just thought the speech was too long. I thought that he was running out of energy, but the content of the speech was quite good. Delivery overall was pretty good, but I thought, and oh, the other thing that Pence did was he did go after the Biden record. No personal attacks, but he dissected and eviscerated Joe Biden. But I think Trump discussed in great detail the economic accomplishments, the rapid response and mobilization as it related to the China virus and the pandemic. I thought he really hammered Joe Biden, the Biden-Bernie Express. That was a term I used. But no, he definitely talked about what a Biden term, Biden-Harris term, would mean for America, and how radicalized and how controlled as a puppet by others pulling the strings of Biden. I think that in terms of pro-military, pro-police, exposing the rioters, the looters, I mean, law and order was front and center with Pence and with Trump. And I really thought that in terms of the information, in terms of the slick presentation, both Pence and Trump speeches were great. I mean, delivering from the south lawn of the White House, it's unprecedented. And they had quite the gathering, just like Pence had for his speech. And Melania as well, when Melania spoke. So Trump was appearing everywhere. You know, he was popping up here, there, and everywhere, which is great. But yeah, law and order reigned supreme, highlighting our vets, highlighting our first responders, our police officers, other men and women of law enforcement. As I mentioned, the economic accomplishments, the rollback of regulations, the Supreme Court. I mean, there's many, you know, trade, rewriting the trade deals or tearing them up. His response to Iran, to endless wars. Yeah, Trump talked about wiping out ISIS, which he did. He explained domestically, foreign policy, you know, the various things that he has done, which are tremendous accomplishments. I just felt that overall, the president and vice president accomplished their goals of laying out not only a record of accomplishment, but also what they continue, but also their plans for a second term. There's no doubt they are absolutely clear about law and order and keeping our nation safe. The best way to do that is to defeat the Biden-Harris ticket and the radicalized, progressive, loony left. That's the best way. Now, I love the way the RNC came to a close after the president's speech with the fireworks. It was so celebratory. It was so positive. It was so patriotic. It was a wonderful night, for sure, to rejoice. There's so much more I want to get to this in this week's edition, but I did want to talk a little bit further about Pence and Trump and their contributions as it related to the conclusion of the RNC for 2020. So that's it. All in all, home run, hit it out of the park from top to bottom, a tremendous convention, a tremendous renomination. And there has been a bump in polling. And I think that this got people focused, re-energized, and there is a resurgence. And I really believe that there is a game plan and that there is a mobilization of the base and beyond. And I thought this was a tremendous week as it related to the RNC. So this was great for Republicans. This was great for conservatives. This was great for all people. Oh, and there is another thing I wanted to mention, which I think I touched on, but I didn't elaborate. And that was his daughter, Ivanka. And when she referenced the president as the people's president, and I thought that that was a really good idea. And I really thought that that was, now who knows who thought of that, but he really is the people's president. He is a populist president. So I thank Ivanka for using that, and it's something that I hopefully will refer to the president as Trump as the people's president. One of the things that the president said during his nomination speech was that the Biden agenda is made in China, and mine, meaning the president, President Trump, is made in the U.S. So yes, he is one of the most pro-America presidents we've ever had. And I have to say that, and this is no secret, but he is the pro-life president. Who would have thought that this playboy would become the populist, would become the people's president, that would become the pro-America and pro-life president? There's no doubt about that. And that was another theme that was broadcast in such demonstrative terms. And the pro-life theme was well represented. It wasn't sidelined like in other GOP conventions. It wasn't just a footnote. It was front and center. It was prominent. And again, I salute you, Mr. President, for being the people's president, for being pro-America, for being pro-life, and for being the president for all the people. That's right. The people's president, President Trump.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, we're back. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you are still with us. And I want to enter into the beauty parlor, the salon business. And, of course, I'm referring to putrid, pathetic Pelosi in the beauty salon and trying to beautify herself, where there are certain mandates as it relates to state and city there in California. And I'm not going to go through all the specifics, but she set an appointment. She decided to go into a salon that she knew that, A, they were not open for business legally as it relates to mandates. Pelosi pandemic mandates that she seems to embrace except for herself. And so she then says, oh, she was set up. And, I'm so glad there was video. I'm so glad there's absolute confirming documentation that she violated the mandates, okay? So you can see that whether it's the mayor from Philadelphia that goes to Maryland, that's maskless, that was dining indoors, whether it's other mayors and governors that you see they're out and about without masks or they're participating in activities that are supposedly off limits. Now you've got the Speaker of the House that is on constant attack mode as it relates to the president and his handling, in her mind, mishandling of the pandemic. And she's acting as though she was like, well, I mean, I guess she could claim the same excuse that Biden could claim, and that is senility, dementia, mentally defective. But she's not going to do that because then she could no longer be the Speaker of the House. But here's a woman that is arguably, and maybe not even so much arguably, the most powerful woman in the United States within in the government confines. And she is violating a mandate that she so wholeheartedly, at least by all appearances, embraced, that supported, that wanted to see the imposition on the citizenry. So again, you see the ultimate in hypocrisy, and that they see themselves, many of these government legislators and mandators, as part of an upper crust, part of the upper class. The rules don't apply to them. And we've known that for, decades, that in D.C. there are so many different rules that don't apply to them as it relates to whether it's taxes, whether it's the way they handle their write-offs, their banking, whatever it might be. But there's a whole host of things that they get perks and privileges. And so the privileged Pelosi, that's another one, yeah, with another P, besides pathetic and putrid. This is a story that's not going to go away. And if I were President Trump, I would have the Hall of Shamers, the mugshots of these mandators, and show them for the hypocrisy. And of course, every time I would refer to the enemy of the Republic and his political opposition, I wouldn't just show Biden and Harris. I would show the squad, in particular AOC. I would show Antifa and of course all the looters and rioters and the organization of BLM. But more importantly, I think that these Hall of Shamers, need to be in mugshot form and shown to be really part of the round of treasonous, seditionist, insurrectionist anti-American forces that are truly, and I'll restate that, enemies of the Republic. And of course, the salon owner, going back to the original story here, she said that, of course, she wasn't set up. It's absolutely false. And I'm so glad the president and so many people on the conservative side decided to stick up for her. And again, here's a woman that I don't know what her politics are, but I'm presuming she probably was a Democrat. I'm presuming, you know, in San Francisco, probably a liberal. Probably no more, at least as it relates to who she's voting for, I presume. And even CNN said that Nancy Pelosi handed Trump a campaign gift. I mean, it's going to be the video that will keep on paying dividends the more that people see that. And it should incentivize those that are wanting to take back the House, how important that truly is to unseat Speaker Pelosi. And here's an article that came from Mediaite, which generally tilts to the left, but they do have some good information. I always look for kernels of truth, so I look at a lot of different news sites, especially when I'm putting together news headlines for TalkStream Live and TalkRight platforms. But the article is entitled, "Conservatives Rip Speaker Nancy Pelosi Over Maskless Salon Visit, Entitled Democrat Hypocrite," which is absolutely true. And, the real kicker here, besides being maskless, besides violating the mandate that the average Joe and Jane could not go to the barber shop or the beauty salon, is that Nancy Pelosi said, number one, she was set up, which is laughable. I mean, how does the Speaker of the House get set up when she schedules the appointment at a salon, knowing mandates of her state and her city? And then she says the salon owes her an apology for setting her up. That was a story according to Yahoo News. And I love the fact that McEnany, the press secretary of the White House, she played footage of Pelosi in the salon in a loop and says the speaker ought to apologize to Americans. Well, more importantly, to that salon. And here's what the mayor of San Francisco decided to do. They deflected on questions relating to this and said, oh, but she's fighting terrorist dictator Trump. So if you want to violate the mandates, but you're anti-Trump, it's okay. But everything seems to be okay, whether you're a protester, a looter, a rioter. As long as it's anti-Trump, then, you are pardoned in advance. You're given a pass. That's the way it works. Even Don Lemon from CNN called out Pelosi over the salon trip and just knocks the idea of being, the claim of being set up. New York Post says the gall of Nancy Pelosi, salon for me, lockdown for you. Yeah, exactly. And here's what Trump had to say, and this was a Fox News article. He slams Pelosi for visit to shuttered salon, in quotations, constantly lecturing everybody else. Yeah, that's right. Here's another article. Pelosi pleads ignorance. Admits the hairdo, but blames salon for the violation. You know that tenet in law where either you knew or should have known? And especially a legislator, the head legislator, the Speaker of the House, and all the bemoaning and the whining about the fact that we need greater compliance. Oh, remember the rule that she enforced in the House that you cannot be in the House chamber as a legislator if you choose to be maskless? So here she's in the salon without a mask and really putting that salon at risk because of them being in quote unquote in violation of the mandates. Well, I just want to clarify a few things as I dug deeper into these articles and wanted to understand a little bit better who exactly came under siege here. And it was the salon owner. And she was not the one that actually did the beauty treatment, the blowout, the blow dry, whatever. But she said that, and this is pretty typical in salons where, each station, each chair can be rented out to independent stylists. I know in those salons, I guess they do some kind of split or something. So anyway, Pelosi had an appointment with an individual that I guess she had been seeing over the years that had her station within this woman's salon, which was the E Salon SF, meaning San Francisco SF. And her name is Erica Chaos. It's K-I-O-U-S. And she was on Tucker Carlson's program on Fox News when she said that she was defending herself because she's come under an extreme amount of attacks. Not only has her business been deluged with negative reviews through Yelp, but also the fact that she's received death threats, all kinds of threats, and that she cannot see her way to having this business be operational besides the China virus, coronavirus restrictions mandates that don't apply to Nancy Pelosi. The reason she released the film, the footage, was because it's security footage. You know, it's like, no matter who would have come in, it would have been on tape. But when she realized it was Pelosi, and I guess when she was reviewing the footage, she realized that she's prancing around with no mask on. Now, I can tell you here in Philadelphia, I guess it was about 4 months or so before I ended up having a haircut, and I go to a pretty good stylist, reasonable pricing, very close by. It's a small salon. I have the type of hair that needs mostly a scissor cut, but she, if you get a good haircut, it can last a long time, which I was very fortunate. Matter of fact, I remember the exact date, it was July 15th. It had to be by appointment. It had to be very limited in terms of how many, you know, people could be in the salon at one time. And it was one-on-one. And the stylist and myself, we wore masks at all times. And I guess, you know, many of you have gone through those kind of experiences too. So back to the article. The owner of the salon has come under attack because, God forbid, that the Democrats would say, oh, you would have to cover that up or stay silent. You cannot divulge anything that would give Trump an edge that could prove hypocrisy on our political side. Now, could you imagine if Trump, I'm sure he's got the White House barber or whatever, but, or maybe he has a stylist come in. If Trump had done this, do you know how the liberal media loony press would have handled this? You know, I mean, talk about the outrage. Instead, she's gotten some mild rebukes and some mild criticism, but it didn't last very long on the other side of the political aisle. But yeah, so the owner essentially said her business is done. And I think that is the reason that so many people want to donate to her, so that in all likelihood she'll have to relocate, which is probably a good thing with the expense and the taxes and the regulations and of course these mandates. But I'm really glad that many American citizens have come to her aid. But yeah, so it's the owner of the shop, and she did release the video. And it wasn't video that was a setup. It was that anyone that would have been in that salon on any given day would be part of that footage because of security reasons. And that's, we live in a high-tech security society, so that at any time you could be, whether you're on public transit, whether, you know, you are in an office building, whether you are in a salon or... So video is becoming a necessity for, I guess keeping an eye on any kind of theft, any kind of confrontations, and of course, later on, when they close, if there's any kind of break-ins. And of course, sometimes you have employees that steal, you know, so it's those kind of things. But nevertheless, when she saw that, she may not have even submitted this footage to anyone if Pelosi had worn a mask. But for here, all these small businesses, and most Americans in general at large, are suffering under the severity of these mandates and these lockdowns. And then she comes prancing on in, the prancer, the privileged one, the pathetic and putrid Speaker of the House. She did her patriotic duty by blowing the whistle. I mean, she loves whistleblowers when it comes to Trump and the Trump administration. But when the whistle's blown on her, she just simply says, oh, I was set up. Okay, so why would they, you're saying that you were somehow coaxed or cajoled into setting up that appointment and then coming in and someone said, oh, you don't have to wear a mask. And then, of course, they set up cameras just to film you that the owner didn't even know that you were going to be there because you were there getting your hair cut by one of the independent stylists. It's, you know, it's just absolutely absurd. So I just wanted to spend a little bit of time on that. And I hope that, again, that Trump will continue showing the mugshots of these hypocrites, these mugshots of these anti-American. They know better and they're above any kind of rule, mandate, or law, or the laws don't apply to them. So I'm really hopeful that Trump will keep the pedal to the metal and continuing to shed light on the darkness, and the darkness is the Pelosi's of this world.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
And I want to go back to the quote from the San Francisco mayor when, so Breitbart picked up on this, and the title of the article is San Francisco Mayor Deflects on Pelosi's Salon Scandal. She is fighting terrorist and dictator Trump. So what a way to respond to getting a reaction about the Speaker of the House violating state and local mandates. And even national, if you look at it in terms of, masks or face coverings, you like to call it. So San Francisco Mayor London Breed, Democrat of course, refused to overtly condemn House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for visiting an area salon for a wash and blowout despite local coronavirus restrictions, telling ABC7 that we have a dictator who is running this country and Nancy Pelosi is at the forefront of fighting against this person every day. While she said, she is not trying to excuse what happened. Breed did not clearly condemn the speaker for breaking local coronavirus rules or mandates and argued that the entire situation has been blown out of proportion. Yeah, blown. That's the operative word. Yeah, just she wants to get a wash and a blow dry. So isn't that something? I mean, now, the more I think about this privileged, pompous, pathetic one, is that if that's all she went in for, well, of course, that's probably, a nice way of saying a hair coloring as well, which is fine, I think I don't have a problem with women dyeing their hair. The only thing I don't like is when women keep changing the hair color. And many times the color doesn't look so good with their complexion or with their features. So, but anyway, that's just a pet peeve of mine. And again, I don't have a problem with people going to stylists and, how often they go and for what reason. But I'm just thinking about with all the suffering, and the fact is that she's supposed to be fighting Donald Trump, fighting for the American common man and woman, and she's worrying about someone else doing the wash and blowout. Well, you couldn't handle that on your own, unless you had to go in and actually get your hair styled as in being cut. If that was the primary purpose of getting a wash and blowout, well, and thinking this is blown out of proportion, blower gate, blowout gate, then you would think, okay, could you not wash your own hair and blow it out? But there wasn't a mention here of the coloring of the hair, but that's probably part of the reason. But to equate the fact that, or to give a pass because you're fighting a so-called terrorist and dictator in the White House, that you're privileged and you get a pass. Wow, wow, wee. So anyway, I'm glad that Donald Trump, the conservative movement, and average Joes and Janes are supporting the salon owner. For, trust me, that will never be forgotten. It'll always be part of Nancy Pelosi's legacy. And quite frankly, it could cost her House speakership. It won't cost her election, because it'd be very difficult unless she had a strong Democrat opponent, for the next time. That's highly unlikely. I think that she will go a few more years before retirement, before she would be voted out of office. But anyway, best wishes to the salon owner. I mean, if she starts over, whether it's some other part of California or it's another state, and people realize who she is, and the relocation is in an area that people are actually sensible and welcoming. Well, I must admit, up until just now, I was not actually viewing the video footage, which is, just a small clip. And of course, if it was a setup, they would have filmed a lot more than Nancy Pelosi and the stylist, walking through the salon. You can see clearly that the stylist was properly masked. They were wearing the face covering, they like to call it. But yeah, so he had a mask on. She did not. So her mouth, her nose were not covered. And Trump was eating this up. I mean, you want to talk about the blow up of the blowout. It was certainly happening in a big way. So President Trump slammed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for constantly lecturing everybody else, which I mentioned earlier, after she visited the San Francisco hair salon, despite local ordinances keeping salons closed amid the pandemic of the virus. Fox News first reported Pelosi's visit to the salon and obtained security footage, which showed her walking through the studio with her wet hair and without a mask over her mouth or nose. The stylist doing her hair seen following her wearing a black face mask. So Trump had this to say. Crazy Nancy Pelosi is being decimated for having a beauty parlor opened when all others are closed, and for not wearing a mask despite constantly lecturing everybody else, the president tweeted. And he went on to say, we will almost certainly take back the House and send Nancy packing. So you gotta love that. The president is all over this. It's great. He's supportive. He's reached out to her, and so many conservatives, so many people that empathize with her. And you would think that a small salon owner in the heart of San Francisco would also have some level of compassion, which they do not. Matter of fact, all she has received is bad reviews on Yelp, threats, including death threats, and that she sees no way to be able to continue with her salon business. Beyond the security footage, she has a text message from the actual hairstylist that said that she received from Pelosi's assistant a request for an appointment, and because this person is an independent stylist, she really can't control her bookings and her activity because those chairs are rented. So when she heard it was Pelosi, she said, are you kidding me? Which would be the reaction by, in the middle of a pandemic with mandates that she supposedly supports only for, her elitism, does not, in any way include her. The privileged one, the prancer, the pompous one that simply, decided to prance throughout the studio, getting her hair blown out. What about the color, of the hair? But nevertheless, the overriding point here is hypocrisy runs rampant. I would at least have a modicum of respect for Pelosi if she had apologized and said that she set a bad example and that it was a heartless thing to do and it was putting the shop in jeopardy. And the fact is that she, beyond not setting a good example, was that she broke the quote-unquote law. Then you say, okay, at least she's owning up. But she blames Donald Trump for not owning up to his mistakes. And here she is pointing fingers wrongfully, 100% wrongfully, blaming the hair salon owner and the stylist, when in fact it's all on Pelosi. And what is a small salon owner, a small business, and an independent stylist, what do they do when the most powerful woman in the United States in politics and in within her own state is essentially, when you think of it as a request, it really is a demand. So you're really between a rock and a hard place. Like, okay, I guess we've got to do this. So by all accounts, it's 100% Pelosi's fault. So anyway, that's all I have to say about the privileged one, the pompous one, the pathetic, and the putrid one. I just want to continue seeing that video, that mugshot, this massless, heartless, wretched figure in the political realm continue to be used as an example of why you want to vote out all the Democrats, okay? And we got to take back the House, and you got to vote for Donald Trump, or really, or else. And I'm going to pick up on that, and I'm going to talk more about, you know, why, regardless of personality, and regardless of maybe certain areas that you could have some disagreement or disappointment, that our nation, our livelihoods, our lives, actually, in all due seriousness, depend on the re-election of Donald Trump.
The conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.